Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Bohannon? We'll find out during the interview, but you know, this young man and his group SOV have been doing tremendous things in the body of Christ for some time. And I am looking forward to this interview after this song because this is a hot song. It's been number one, and you know what? Who knows what happens with the countdown? Anyway, Vincent Bohannon and SOV with Any Day Now. This is Real Gospel.
Coming through, whatever you need.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am honored, truly honored to have this young man of God on the show, Vincent. Now pronounce your last name. You said something different. Pronounce it.
Bohannon.
That's what I thought. Vincent Bohannon. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
And welcome to Real Gospel.
I'm so glad to be here.
Now hold on one second, because my speakers, they're hot right now because your song just played, and so the speakers are melting because you got a hot song.
Oh,
so
my
I gotta put the, I mean, where's the fan at? Let me fan the speakers, man, because man,
get the fire.
Mm-hmm. Any day now, man.
Any day now. Yes.
Before we get into the song, for the people who think that you showed up on the scene overnight and you just sort of just, hey, it just happened for you, take us back to, you know, where you're from, how you grew up, and how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Sure. So basically, I was born and raised in a musical church. All my life, I was in front, and I had the front stage right in front of one of the greatest choirs, the Institutional Radio Choir. And ever since then, I fell in love with choirs. I fell in love with choir music. And in 2014, I started the Sound of Victory. And we put out some songs. Then He Reigns, We Win, and all of those great songs. And now here we are, 2021. And I have a new song out called Any Day Now. And it is just a song that is going to encourage everyone for where we are right now in the world.
That song, I just tell you, it's, you know, every now and then, and this, let me speak from a programmer perspective so that the listeners, all the hundreds of thousands and millions of people who are listening to this interview at some point, I want them to understand there's the listening aspect of it for people who are riding in their cars or at home or whatever they're doing, and they hear the song and they fall into praise mode. But then there's the sound that I hear as a person who is on the other side of this going, wow. Whoever that guy is, and whoever wrote that song, whoever they are truly anointed, and God is doing a tremendous work. Not to say that other artists aren't being used of the Lord, but sometimes there comes a sound and a message that just breaks through. And Any Day Now is one of those songs. Walk us through the process of how this song came into being.
Well, I wrote this song probably about 2 or 3 years ago. And I said, I'm going to teach this to the choir. And so I taught it one Wednesday evening, and it was an automatic hit that night. And so ever since then, I said, I know this is going to be something great for the world to hear. And not even knowing that we would be in this weird time that we are in right now. And so there's so many people that are, you know, in a place where they're just like, okay, where is God? You know, where's He at? And so this song is just encouraging everyone in whatever situation that they're in. God is coming through any day now. So I want everyone to be encouraged and look for the miracle, look for your healing, look for whatever you need from the Lord, because it's coming through any day now.
You know, when you are like this, I'll stick with this song to keep it simple. So when you're putting it together, is it like voices in your head as you hear the different parts of the choir coming together to give you that sound that, you know, that you're looking for, that resonates with your spirit? What's it like when you, in your mind, as you're teaching the choir, as God is speaking to you, and you're trying to figure out how to just put it all together for that moment when you go, there it is?
Yeah. So the process is an amazing process. A lot of the times when I write, it may be drive, or, you know, it may be like it comes in so many weird different ways. And so but I think for this song, the part that I wrote first is but I know he'll be right on time. And I said, I think this will be good for everybody to sing that one part as one whole church, one whole kingdom. If we all say that and put that in the atmosphere, just say, and I know it'll be right on time. I know it will literally pierce through so many different things.
Yes.
And so every time we do that part, I'm telling you, everybody sings it at the same time. And it's just so encouraging. because it's just something that we all need for this time. So I believe God, and I believe that he's coming through any day now.
Amen, amen. So in this season, now that we're finally able to begin to come out of COVID, praise God.
Yes.
Any
I'm
day
so glad
now.
About it.
Yes. So that also means that you are ready to hit the road if you haven't been sort of, you know, here and there small places.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's it going to be like as we begin to enter into the rest of, you know, pre-COVID, you know, COVID being behind us and being able to gather again?
So basically, we never really stopped. I just learned how to work through it all.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been running and going this whole time, but we just had to change a few things, of course, here and there. We weren't able to have everybody, but I thank God that he is literally bringing us where we need to be, and now everything is opening. And so it's a wonderful time for us, and so the choir is excited. We have a few things planned for the next few months, and I'm so excited about the album that will be out soon, and we have our single out now, EP out now, and so it's just a great time for us and for the choir. And so we are ready to hit the road. We're ready to do what we need to do, and we're ready to sing these songs to encourage the people of God.
Amen. What can we expect from the project?
The project, listen, these are all great songs that you'll be able to teach your praise team and your choir. It's all great songs, and these are songs that are teachable. These are songs that you can sing on Sunday morning. And I think that's something that we don't have as much these days. But no need to worry, because this entire album, you'll be able to have songs for your praise team and for your choir. And so if you don't already have it, make sure you go get One Sound Live, the EP. But the full album will also be out soon as well.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about the ministry that you serve and what's it been like at your home church? And what do you have duties and responsibilities there? Are you over the choir, minister of music? What do you do there?
So, no. So actually, I'm a pastor now. I've been pastoring about 3 years.
Okay.
After my mom, passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
I took over the church. Yeah. So I took over the church, and it'll be 3 years in August. And so actually a lot of the choir members are actually a part of the church as well. And so it's just a whole big, you know, group of young people, you know, just ready to really do what they need to do, you know, for the Lord.
Amen. What's been some of the most challenging things about pastoring through COVID-19?
Oh, the challenging thing is we weren't able to come together for a few months. And I think that was a challenging thing, because we love coming together. I think that is a great part of church, when we all come together, because there's nothing like coming together and you'll be able to hug someone. You'll be able to, you know, and all of that. And so I think that was the most challenging part of it all. We were not able to hug or anything of that sort for a few months, probably like 6 months or so. But I'm so glad that we are back in church now, doing what we need to do. Of course, you know, we have to wear the mask and all of that other stuff. But I believe in time, things will get better.
Amen.
I do believe that.
Amen.
Yes.
They are, you know, any day now.
Yes.
Yes.
Any day now.
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
We believe God. He's coming through for us.
Amen.
Yes.
And as we wrap up this interview, I just, because I want to bless some people who are listening right now. You remind me so much of Pastor John P. Key with the work that you do and pastoring. It's just something about your spirit. And so does your choir and your congregation, do they understand the separation between your responsibilities as pastor and as recording artist?
Yes, they do. They do understand that I'm basically two different people, but I thank God that they were able to really respect me in where I am as a now leader, you know. And so it took some time for them to change and all of that other stuff, but I'm glad that where we are right now, they now see where I am spiritually, And it's a blessing to have people around you that will push you where you need to go. And so I thank God for the church, and I thank God for the choir, because they've really pushed me in every area.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, yes. the Lord led me to ask that question. And, you know, because when I look at your work, and then you said that you're pastoring, and I hear the type of anointing, and I hear the type of commitment and quality, not saying that other people aren't, because there are other pastors who are also, you know, over a component or a project or an artist themselves, but you just put your work, for some reason, speaks to me about the way Pastor John P. Key is, and how he has made that transition as being a pastor, and everybody knows that he's a pastor, but he's also an artist who helps his members have gone on to great things in music, and he's helped other artists, and people come through his church. And so, you know, I sort of see that with you as God continues to grow you and grow this tremendous ministry. And it's just, you know, it's just, you're just, you're going to, if you're not a household name now, you will be.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I see the anointing all on you in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, I receive it.
Yes. So I know that you're busy, and I appreciate you, just taking time out to, you know, talk to the listeners and telling them a little bit about yourself and sharing some of your personal story. So how can the listeners, as we wrap up, tell them where they can get information about your church in case they're in your city?
Sure.
And where can they find your music and follow you on social media?
Sure. The church is in Brooklyn, New York. The Winners Assembly, New York. That is the name of my church. And we would love to have you every Sunday at 3:45. We are on Instagram. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook as well. And for the choir, we're on everything. We're on YouTube. We have TikTok. We're on Instagram. And you just have to search our name, Vincent Bohannon and SOV. And you'll be able to see all of the pictures, all of the videos. We have 1,000 videos. And so if you want to hear the music, we're on everything as well. Apple, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, anything that you can have on your phone or on anything else, we're on it. And so just search Vincent Bohannon, and you'll be able to find everything that you need.
There it is. And you've got to support him, because as we say in the street vernacular, he's my homeboy. I'm from Brooklyn.
Yes.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Yes.
I'm from Bed-Stuy.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Born and raised in Brooklyn. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a small
Bed-Stuy
world.
Bed-Stuy, do or die.
See, oh my gosh. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's where my church is and stuff. Great. That is wonderful.
Yes. I was baptized in New Canaan Missionary Baptist Church there in Brooklyn, New York. And so they have a new pastor now. I can't think of his name. I've been gone for quite some time. But yeah, that's my hometown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Brooklyn, New York. That's where we're all from.
Okay. Well, listen, I will not delay the hour anymore. I really appreciate you for spending time with us on Real Gospel, the one and only anointed man of God, Pastor Vincent can you pronounce it for me?
Bohannon.
There it is, Bohannon. You don't say that every day, do you? Well, you do, but we don't.
Yeah.
But I've got it. The one and only Vincent Bohannon of SOV. Thank you for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you, sir.
Just in case you missed this interview, what I need you to do is go to my website, realgospelwiththexman.com, click on episodes. It's posted right now, as well as many other interviews with some of your favorite gospel artists and others whom you've never heard from before. That's realgospelwiththexman.com.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man, and the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. worth it? If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.